There are a lot of questions that hang over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, and among them, what comes next for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu? He's facing increasing pressure from both around the world and from voters at home. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
In some parts of the world, the impact of the war on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political fortunes may be an open question. But analysts say inside Israel, most voters have made up their minds.
Let me put it this way. I don't think he's going to survive October 7th.
Alan Pincus is a former ambassador and foreign policy advisor to four Israeli foreign ministers. He says people could be forgiven for wondering how Netanyahu could still be on his political feet, given the events of the past several months. He says Israeli coalition politics have something to do with it.
And he's kept above water only because, A, he does not have the decency or the moral composure to resign, and B, more practically, because there is a coalition that wants to survive, and their survival depends on maintaining the coalition. So he's maintained within that coalition.
But Pincus says Netanyahu will be held responsible for a military operation that has not achieved any significant strategic goal. He says Hamas has not been neutralized. Much of the Gaza Strip is in ruins with an apparent massive civilian death toll. He also thinks Netanyahu has done substantial damage to Israel's reputation, even with its closest allies.
He has mismanaged relations with the U.S. He has turned a justified and justifiable war in the aftermath of October 7th within a few short weeks into complete hostility, animosity, and criticism of Israel worldwide.
Lawrence Friedman, Emeritus Professor of War Studies at King's College London, says few would dispute that Israel had to answer the Hamas attack of October 7th. But at this point, questions about when it will end are on the rise.
Netanyahu's got a problem. How he brings this to an end? At what point can he say we've done what we need to do and it's now time to hand over Gaza to some authority that can run the place?
Friedman also says, considering that Netanyahu faces serious corruption charges and there have been massive public demonstrations calling for him to step down, it's not surprising to hear critics say he doesn't want to see this conflict end for some time to come.
And there is a view that he's not particularly keen for that moment to come, because when that moment comes, then the issue of his own position and possible elections becomes moot.
For his part, Netanyahu says if reports that the International Criminal Court in The Hague may issue arrest warrants for senior Israeli officials are true, it would be an outrage of historic proportions.
And in targeting Israel, the ICC would be targeting all democracies, because it would be undermining their inherent right to defend themselves against savage terrorism and wanton aggression.
In a column for the generally conservative Jerusalem Post, Deputy Editor-in-Chief Tamar Ariel-Biri said that the government should bring about elections with the understanding that the Israeli people have lost all hope and trust in their government. Political analyst Dalia Shendlin says currently Netanyahu appears to have enough support to hang on to his job. But even were he to leave office, she says it's not clear his main rival, security hawk Benny Gantz, would make major policy changes.
It's unlikely he would manage this war significantly differently. I imagine the biggest difference is that he would try to conform to international expectations that there is a clear set of criteria for when the war will end and how.
For the moment, the biggest choices facing Netanyahu include whether to prioritize a hostage deal with Hamas or launch the long-promised military incursion into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.